iHeart Costa Mesa had the pleasure of catching up with artist, musician, and entrepreneur Clayton Peterson, founder and owner of the Boathouse Collective on Costa Mesa's west side. We turned our visit into a video, which you can watch at iHeartCostaMesa.com. Just scroll down to where it says watch on the homepage. Our interview with Clayton ran a little long in all the best possible ways, and we weren't able to use as much as we wanted for the video. So we've decided to release the interview in its entirety here, like a podcast. As a native to this area, Clayton has a unique Keep Mesa Cool view on Costa Mesa. We hope you'll enjoy his perspective as much as we did. For more stories like these, please visit iHeartCostaMesa.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at iHeartCostaMesa. Thank you.
I'm here with Clayton Peterson, the owner of the Boathouse.
Nice to see you.
Nice to see you too.
Thanks so much for being here.
Absolutely. What made you decide to open in this location of Costa Mesa?
Well, the Boathouse story is it's a long story, so I don't know if we have time for the whole organic growth, but I had been looking for an artist studio. I'm an artist for a long time, musician. I was looking for a spot to kind of grow those interests that I have, mm-hmm. and kind of have a place to be able to create music, art, bring in friends for art shows, bring in musicians that I know from the area and record. This is kind of where all the recording started up here. Mm-hmm. And I saw this building that I had been looking at for years, and it came up for lease. And so the Boathouse started 12 years ago in 2004, would that be? And so I actually leased the space and started my art studio, music studio, and started this artist collaborative, which was the Boathouse at that time. And over the years, it's kind of just grown. I brought Volcom in for a collaboration for a couple years. They did their movie premieres and art shows and recorded music here. It grew to doing private events and took this organic growth to finally opening to the public 2.5 years ago as Boathouse Collective.
And what made you decide to make that last step to go full restaurant, full bar?
During the phase of going through the private event phase and understanding how that works, I was bringing in a outside caterer, outside liquor license vendor, mm-hmm. to try to do it legally. And I was noticing they were leaving with all the money, essentially. And so thinking as a business person, not an artist, it was like, okay, if I can actually control the liquor license, control the space, mm-hmm. have the food available, then I can actually have a business that is there. And loving this area and really wanting to grow the West Side, and having been here for 10 years already, growing this location as a creative hub, I decided to go through the rigmarole of going through the city, going through the ABC, going through the health department. And that was basically a 2-year journey through learning that process, mm-hmm. and having the city support me, but half-heartedly, like, why are you doing this over there? You're setting up in the middle of nowhere, essentially. So, but they were good. They were patient with me. I went through the process respectfully to try to actually get this open in this remote location. And here we are 2.5 years later.
But it's not so remote anymore, is it?
It's not. And it's interesting because I've seen it as I've been here. I've seen it grow. And I've seen properties get torn down. And I've seen business owners come through and developers come through, ask me about this property, ask me about properties around. And the gentrification, if you will, is happening at this. And I think it's been planned for years. And I know the city has been wanting it to happen for years. And I think economically, everything kind of came together at the right time right now. And it's happening.
So you were in this remote outpost, as you said,
yes,
in Westside Costa Mesa, and suddenly you have development all around you that is going to be walking distance to the Boathouse. Does that excite you?
It does. As a resident, I have to say I'm slightly torn about it. I'm born and raised here in Costa Mesa, Newport area. I was born at Hoag Hospital, mm-hmm. and you know, I like to try to keep Costa Mesa as original as possible. And so as a resident, I have to say, wow, this development is going to change traffic. It's going to, you know, change the West Side forever. But as a businessman, I see that it's needed in this area. And the way the city's flopped with industrial on the coast, essentially on the bluff, and you have your million-dollar homes on the east side, you can see why this gentrification is happening. The property values in the area are obviously going crazy, and I'm in support of it to improve the area. I don't want it to go crazy and us to ruin the area. I want there to be good thought around what's happening, good decisions about how dense and what's being built. And I like the avenue of live, work, loft, walking, traffic in the area. I think that's in the right direction. I think if it can go down that path, it's an exciting opportunity for the West Side.
What got you hooked up with KOCI radio in the first place?
So KOCI, Marie from KOCI, great representative of the station over there, came into the Boathouse and she noticed what we were doing here. And she asked me to come on their Sunday show. And I came, I think it was the Tom and Lynn show. And I went on and I told them about the Boathouse. We were just opening to the public. We had just had our kind of grand opening where we did this, the proper, you know, the way you launch a boat, where the wife will get the bottle of champagne, and we had a container garden outside where this development is next door. I don't know if you've seen pictures, but there was a shipping container garden that was the original outdoor area of the Boathouse, which was kind of the flagship of what we did. So we did this original launching of the Boathouse with, and my wife got up with the bottle of wine and smashed it on the container, and it was kind of a neat moment. And so Marie was there at that time and saw what we were doing. She invited me onto the show to really try to build what we were doing. And that extended invitations back to the station to meet with a station director and their tech person. And so I let them know what the Boathouse was all about. And like I was explaining to you earlier, that it has a long history of recording bands in here, Costa Mesa bands, Newport bands. And I have all this material that I wanted to get on the air. And so the original concept was, let's get all this material that was recorded 5, 10, 15 years ago. Let's have a place to get that out. And let's also take the new bands that are going to be playing at the Boathouse and bands that I'm getting connected with and the youth that's doing the same thing that I was 20 years ago. And let's get them on the air and promoting the music and try to keep what's been happening here for the last 20 years and try to keep that going. If that's the right word. I don't know.
No, it's good. Now, you're an advocate for Keep Mesa Cool.
Yes.
What does that mean to you?
Keep Mesa Cool is, I think what it exemplifies is to be thoughtful of what's happening in Costa Mesa. I mean, as you've said, we know the changes are happening here. And I think it's a way for a group of us to gather and to bring consciousness around what does it mean to keep Mesa cool. Well, I think it's going to the city and understanding, being involved in that process at the city, and it's lending your voice to the voting and to the council. These people are there to listen. They work for us. They want to hear what the community wants. And I think Keep Mesa Cool is a way to remind people that we can keep Mesa cool if we all work together to let the city know what we want and let the developers know what we want and bring people into this area that are like-minded. There's a lot of people that have made a lot of money in this area that want to purchase and they want to develop this area. They want to be a part of the amenities and everything that's happening. And so I think if we can gather a like-minded group together around the Keep Mesa Cool emblem and the concept, I think that's what we'll try to do on the West Side.
Would you say that the Boathouse is your vision of what Mesa Cool is?
I think so. I think having, we didn't want to create, my initial vision was not to create a restaurant. That's not what we are here. That's not what I feel we are. I was trying to create something different. There's enough restaurants in the area, but I was trying to create a food, art, music venue, which exemplified all the arts that have happened here on the West Side. You know, there's surfboard shapers, there's boat makers, there's artists, there's musicians, and try to offer a place where all those people can come together. A boat maker can come here after a long day of laying up a sailboat, and have a beer. A musician can come here and play on our stage. A songwriter can come on a Tuesday and try his songs out. An artist can come and put their art on the wall. So someplace where all that can happen. And I think the Boathouse kind of exemplifies that Keep Mesa Cool attitude that I think we could spread throughout the whole West Side.
And when you do the Boat Co. radio show, it's not just music. I notice you also have makers come out as well.
Yeah, what we've done is we've created kind of a makers market during the radio show. So we're able to bring local entrepreneurs and craftspeople so they can show their wares, and they can also come up and I interview them, and they can talk about their company and what they're starting and how you can find them and Instagram and website and all that kind of stuff to further that growth of what we're all about here on the West Side, which is promoting each other and really trying to create a great community vibe.
And how long have you personally lived in Costa Mesa or this area?
I was born at Hogue Hospital, and so born and raised Newport Mesa. I bought a house in Costa Mesa 20 years ago, and I've had my business here in this location for the last 12. So I think I'm pretty through and through. I bleed blood in Newport Mesa for sure. Yeah.
What do you like most about Costa Mesa?
I love the diversity of Costa Mesa. I really have been attracted to this West Side, especially because of the creative vibe. And I spoke about this building when I first walked into this spot. If you guys have just shot this building, it didn't have windows. There was air blowing through it. It was basically a disaster. It was a boat maker that was here for 30 years. And the building was in shambles. So I looked at the building as a blank canvas, as I would a piece of art or a song that I might write, and wanted to improve, create, and finish, but leave the patina and leave kind of the 30 years of history, which you kind of see as you filmed it down there. You have the 30 years of history mixed with a modern feel of a high end of food, cocktail service, but you feel a vibe of the building. And I think that's what I love about the West Side in Costa Mesa, is you can find so many of those spots still around that are still standing. You can walk into these buildings and see the history that's happened there, and you can feel it, and it's a palpable thing, and it drives the creative people to here, you know. And I know so many people that are coming to this spot, the Daydream Surf Shop, and Lauren, a girl that worked for us for years, just created Costa Mesa Ceramics. And I know guys with music studios and art studios, and it's a place where like-minded people like myself can gather. And I think that's what I really love about it, is the diversity, the arts, and that it brings all different types of community together, which diversity is what it's all about.
Thank you so much for listening. If you have an idea of a Costa Mesan we should feature, please email us at info@iheartcostamesa.com. And for more stories like these, please visit iheartcostamesa.com or follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter @iheartcostamesa.